go to Fong in Vancouver, BC. Listen by podcast. Hey, Fong.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Fong.
Welcome, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I just talked to the guy in the library. He said that...
hopefully quietly.
He told me that everything is God, like I'm God, he's God. The cup that I'm holding in my hand, it's also God.
Of course.
So what is this guy believe anyway? Can you explain like what is...
Yes.
I think he's maybe Hinduism, maybe, I don't know, but...
Well, Fong, as God, I will ask Sharon Lee, who also happens to be God.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And you know, your answer might differ from my answer, and then that would leave us in a dilemma.
Because Kumbaya is very singable.
Yeah, because if it sounds good to you, then it is good. Right, Patrick?
I feel.
He feels that is so. So you see, this is, now we're joking with each other. Those are all New Age falsehoods that often get bandied about. This idea that everything is God, usually in New Age circles, they will say, God is all that is. He's all that is. Everything is God. This is what in the library someone has told our friend here. And that idea is pantheism.
Yeah.
Yes. The idea that the universe, the creation, is the creator, or that there's no delineation.
That's right. No distinction between the all-holy, uncreated, infinite, eternal God,
right,
and the finite, dependent creation. It's all one big monistic blob.
Yes, and we used to, jokingly, we used to call that the blob God. With people who have come out of New Age say, oh, I used to believe in that, the blob God, because it's like everything is God, the universe. This is a big red flag that should go up for all our listeners out there. If you're reading a book and something sounds off to you, the minute that they refer to God as the universe or all that is, then you know this could possibly be questionable, because the universe is not God and God is not the universe.
And this has also seeped into some of our priestly writers. Father Thomas Keating says this almost in those exact words.
Oh, yes.
But the I and the thou, the I and the you, right?
Yes. And in many of the writers that, sadly, he promotes within the Centering Prayer movement, like Cynthia Bergeau, they make a big deal of this non-dualistic idea. Our friend asked, what is this called? Well, it's pantheism, when you believe that which is created and material is God. When really God is the creator of this, of all the creation here in our universe. He's the creator of the universe. It is called pantheism, but it's also called non-dualism. So there's no duality between you and God. Somehow it's just all one. In New Age, it's often we are all one, and this one is God. And let me tell you the number one detrimental effect to that. You cannot effectively love God as the three persons that he is when you're not recognizing him, God, as three persons. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? You can't love that way, or else you'd be, I guess, hugging yourself. And authentic love always demands the real presence of an other, someone other than yourself. And the second detrimental effect of pantheism and non-dualism is that then you have no need of a sovereign standard, a sovereign God who gives you a standard, what is good or bad, right or wrong. You don't look to what is above you when you feel that you are God for all the answers.
Fong, thank you very much for the call. Hope that was a help.